I woke up one morning, I think I've told you before, and this song was in my head. And I said to Christine, I'm sure there's got to be some meaning to this for me. I says, will you look on your computer? So she says, yes. So we've done this, it's a few months ago, isn't it? Well, I decided to bring it today, not knowing you was going to sing this, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And there it is, shout to the Lord, shout to the Lord. The scripture, Jesus came and stood among them and said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God, which is in John 20, verse 26 to 28. Reflection. No doubt, shout to the Lord is one of the most moving expressions, praise and worship songs of all time. It applauses God's greatness and magnifies the might and majesty of Christ. And yet, what tiny words is of the utmost significance, my Jesus, my Saviour, intimate, personal, possessive, amazing, and God of the whole universe chooses to bring to us. We are Christians, belong to him, and he belongs to us. True worship recognises the worthiness of Christ and exuberates praise, flows from a grateful heart, a heart that has been tenderly touched and changed forever by the living Lord. I think the Apostle Thomas understood this, despite his being one of the elite 12. His recent attitude had been marked with doubt and unbelief. John 20, verse 25. He was sceptic, but Jesus met him and received him with condemnation of shame. Thomas was then able to believe and gratefully acclaim, my Lord and my Lord, my God. Jesus is that way with us. He meets us where we are and receives us just as we are.
Amen.
We can claim him as he claims us, as his own, with praise and abduction. Not whether I'm saying that right or not. We can surrender of being the problem. My Jesus, my Saviour, Lord, there is none like you. And I thought, oh, that's nice, that. I wanted to know what it meant. And I thought I was going to have to look through this because it's small. And I want to share with you. And I sent Betty at Glasgow one of those pictures, and it says love bears, is it love bears all or whatever, and she's got teddy bears on, and she'd told me that she liked teddy bears, so I sent it to her. And on Friday night she rang me at 7 o'clock, and she says, hello Ivy, it's Betty. And I says, oh hello love. She says, I've been away to Blackpool, she says, I've seen the lights and it's been lovely, she says, really enjoyed it. She says, and I thought, I'll come home and I thought, I'll look at my mail now and open my mail. She says, and I got to this parcel and I opened it and I couldn't believe it. She says, I thought, oh, it's lovely. And she kept saying to me, oh, I love it, I love it, I really love it. She says, I'm really pleased, she says, that my Harvestfields family hasn't forgotten me. And she was telling me all again, she always does, how it all happened and that. And I says, oh, yes, we was praying for you. I says, and we all love you, we're still your family and that. And she was talking to me about half an hour. Anyway, then this morning, Margaret, who I said, we said prayers for, And I said she was a lot better. Well, I rang her this morning, and she said she was a lot better, and the doctor said that she could drive a car again. And she says, I've got to go in 3 months' time, but I am feeling a lot better. She says, but I'm a bit upset, she says, because me, sister's got cancer somewhere and they can't find where it is. So and she lives a long way away, so I can't get, you know, to see her really. So I says to her, well, you know, just keep praying and that, you know, and just pray that they won't find anything.